Gospel songs that have lasted through the years often had simple beginnings. When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder is such a song. Little noted events figured in its story. An absence at a Sunday school class roll call. Its performance at the memorial service for a poverty-stricken child. Listen for the story as Bob Jones University presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelsch. During his lifetime, Dr. Al Smith counted among his friends many of gospel song writers. From these friendships, he collected numerous incidents related to the writing of their songs. Today, by recording from our Treasury of Great Hymns archives, we hear the remarkable story behind the writing of When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder.
The leading events to this song, very unusual. A fellow named Jim Black was a businessman in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Of course, Williamsport today is famous for the magazine Grit. You know, remember that? And, of course, Little League. Mm-hmm. But this is long before Grit or Little League. Jim Black, being a businessman, it was his duty to take the money to the bank each day. And he'd walk down one block and then way across and then back. And he did this faithfully for a long, long time. And all of a sudden, he noticed an alley that he had missed. If he figured, oh, he said, I'm going to take that today. If I do that, I'll cut off a lot of steps. And that day he was introduced to a part of Williamsport he never knew existed. He found poverty and the backs of some of these buildings and some of the porches almost falling down. And he passed one, and there was a girl dressed so poorly and using a handmade broom and trying to clean off the little porch. And his heart went out to her, and he said, young lady, said, do you ever go to Sunday school? And she replied, no, sir. How I wish I could, sir, but I don't have clothes fit to go to Sunday school. And Jim Black said, I got in touch with my wife. And he said, soon she and the other ladies in the church had brought over dresses and shoes and things for little Essie. And lo and behold, the next Sunday she was in Sunday school. Jim said she never missed. Said in those days they did the roll call. I like that. You know, today they'll come up behind the class and have a card and check off and see if you're there. But in the old days, they'd call out your name. That's how you get to know each other.
Sure.
And so Brother Jim, who was the Sunday school superintendent, was calling out the names. And he came to this little girl's name, and usually she's there. And she didn't answer. So he called it again. Didn't answer. Then he did it the third time. No answer. So he went on with the list, and when that was over, it bothered him. And in church that morning, he thought, I wonder, maybe her father came home, as he often did, intoxicated, maybe beat her and hurt her. And he had all these thoughts. And so right after church, he went to the little spot and went down that alley, and he found the little girl was ill. And immediately he called for a doctor. And the doctor said, we'll do all we can. And he said, don't you worry anything about it. Thanks for calling this to our attention. And Jim Black went home. And as he went home, he thought, my little Effie wasn't there for the roll call, but she's come to know the Lord Jesus. And when that great roll call is given, I'll know she'd be there. Then the thought came to him, my, if I'd only had a song like that, when I called the roll call this morning, I could have said, let's sing something that spoke about being there when the roll call. And maybe some young people would have seen the real effect that maybe they could be missing someday. And so the Lord laid on his heart to write a song. So that Sunday afternoon, he wrote, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And never thought too much about it. And then the next week, little Effie died. And he was asked to take the funeral service. And Jim Black said in later years, said, I gave a message. I told how I met little Effie, and I told how she had been a blessing. And then I told about the roll call and not showing up. And he said, to close the service, I gave a challenge to folks to make sure they'll be there at the roll call. He said, I sang for the first time when the roll is called up yonder. And he said, I gave an invitation at the funeral. And he said dozens and dozens of people gave their hearts to Christ.
Amen.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. By recording, you've heard the late Dr. Al Smith relating the story of When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Now, let's listen as the Bob Jones University Choir sings it for us.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and Christ be no more, and the Lord in great eternal mountain fire, when the sailors shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called the yonder of the heaven.
Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson and sponsored by Bob Jones University. To learn about this month's offer for radio listeners, plus other helpful Christian resources from Bob Jones University, call toll-free 1-866-BJU-RADIO. That's 1-866-BJU-RADIO. Or visit our website at www.bjuradio.com. You may also write to us at Bob Jones Radio, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. This is Charles Kelch, inviting you to tune in next week at this same time for A Treasury of Great Hymns, and reminding you to make melody in your heart to the Lord.